When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in second hour here on Friday morning. And if you would like to call in and chime in, you can 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app, brought to you by South Coast Towing. And by the way, a reminder that this weekend, Sunday, is the anniversary of the Lizzie Borden murders. Well, not Lizzie Borden's murder, but the murders of Andrew and Abby Borden. So, Phil, are you working this weekend? Can people go over there and see you?
I'm not going to be there during the day, but you're going to have an all-star team on hand. I think maybe at night I'll be there, which is when it's a little calmer.
Okay. I don't know if we told people on there. I don't know if you wanted to let people know or if it's supposed to be a secret and I just blew it.
No secret.
Okay. Because, you know, sometimes you don't want people coming over and being like, I'm not going to talk to you about the news while you're in the middle of trying to give a tour, you know?
Right. The merging of two worlds.
But you are a tour guide at the Lizzie Borden House.
Yep, absolutely. So it's always a busy time of year for obvious reasons. So from August to Halloween, it's just craziness over there at that house. But it's always there. So you can go and visit it in February and June, any time of year.
Right. You don't have to just go in August. And trust me, the ghosts are no different in August than they are the rest of the year. They're always there.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, hopefully you don't have to work too hard. But hey, if you've never been, it's a great time to go because there is a lot going on. But if, like Phil said, you can go any time of year and you definitely want to go when he's giving the tour.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
They should just have a sign out front that says Phil's on today.
Right. Big neon sign just to completely compromise the historical integrity of the building. Okay. It's great.
I won't say it. All right. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Hello.
How are you? Did you go to the feast?
I did not. No. I actually went to bed about 8:15 last night.
You planning on going?
Maybe. I might stop by a little bit. Either tonight, tomorrow I got to run around to a couple of parties, but maybe tonight I might pop over a little bit.
Wow, a couple of parties. Nice to be young, huh?
Well, not really like parties. Like one is my friend's 50th birthday party, so I don't know how big of a bash that'll be. And then the other one is just somebody's family party.
Well, 50 is still young.
Yeah.
Anyway, I heard you mention, I called because I heard you talk about the marketplace.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, when my mother was alive for like over 40 years, it was her and me. Maybe my sister would be in the car. Maybe a friend would be with us. When you go to marketplaces now, you're missing out on other stuff because we go riding around. We have a whole list of all the yard sales we wrote down. Then you stop, you get something to eat. Then 2 hours later, you stop, you get ice cream. And you go to more yard sales. Then you stop and get lottery. And it's a whole day of fun activities. And if you stop at a yard sale, you see a friend you haven't seen in years who's looking around just like you are. So Marketplace, I've had bad experiences with. I don't know about anybody else, but like two summers ago when I was still crocheting, there was a lady on Marketplace. She said, I have two big, giant lawn bags, and they're big bags, and they're filled with unused yarn. So that caught my attention because yarn is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted her on the messenger, and where do you live? She goes, I live near the New Bedford Airport, right near the fence. She says, I hear the planes day and night. Okay. I said, when can I come? And she says, well, around 5, you know. Now, in the wintertime, it does start to get a little dark, 5, 6 o'clock. So I have a problem with that. So I said, can I come like 4 o'clock? Yeah, okay, you can come. So she gave me the address. So 3 hours later, before I was going to go, I texted her. I said, can I have your phone number to call you? And to make sure you're there, make sure there's no problem. If you can't talk to them on the phone, don't even bother because they're nuts. So I can't give you my number. You've got to wake up my husband. And say, I said, okay. So I went. Me and my mother, we got in the car. We went over there. We went to the house. I'm blowing the horn and all. She knew I was going to be there. Never came out. I blew the horn a couple of more times, and some guy came out. He goes, are you looking for somebody? I says, yeah. I said, I answered an ad for a woman that was selling yarn. I said, was that your wife? He goes, no. Nobody here but me. And I knew I had the right house because I had the address. It was the same number, same street. So that was a scam. And another time I had a scammer with a lamp. I saw a beautiful lamp I wanted because I had the matching lamp. And it was an old lamp, and I knew I wasn't going to buy it at Walmart. So this person had the lamp. And I kept calling, well, you know, it's on hold. If the lady doesn't call me by 5 p.m., I'll message you. And then they messaged me 2 days later. And I said, gee, I thought you sold it. I didn't buy. She goes, no, we still have it. She's like, yeah. I said, yes, I would. He says, okay, I'll message you again as soon as I get home. Message never came in. I messaged that person back. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was you. I just sold it. I mean, all this kind of crap on Marketplace. Some people, yeah, they're legit. But most of the time, I've had bad experiences. What about you?
I've always had good experiences on it, but there's always the potential for something to go bad. I don't like the whole idea of, you know, some people, there's like no rules or regulations in terms of, you know, who's going to get the claim to the item. So for some sellers, it's okay. The first person that shows up with the money has it. Other people, like the first person that requested it, you know, gets the first crack at it. And then I'll go down the list from there. Like there's no real like kind of format for it. So it's a little bit all over the place. But one thing I would recommend, and this goes to Craigslist, it goes to Marketplace, whatever. If it's an item that can be easily transported, then it's recommended that you try to conduct the sale at like the police station. It's a designated designated zone for that. So I would do it there, or always make sure you meet people like in a well-lit, you know, public place, like a parking lot or something. It is a little dangerous going to people's homes. Obviously, giant bags of yarn, you know, you can't expect somebody to haul that somewhere. But
yeah. Well, there was a guy, it was Craigslist one time. He had an antique globe, you know, the globe of the world, and it was like from the 70s, and I really liked it when I saw the photo of it. So he lived near Brooklawn Park, one of the streets behind Brooklawn Park. So I got over there, and he came out on his porch on the second floor. He goes, well, you have to come up here. I said, listen, I don't go inside anyone's home unless I have three other people with me. I don't know who you are. He goes, well, if you don't want it, don't bother, but you have to come upstairs. And I wasn't going to go upstairs. Come on. A stranger that I don't know, this is how stuff happens. You know, you go into a house and God only knows what's going to happen if you're ever going to come back out, you know.
Yeah, you know, nobody. Anyway, I'm not going to anybody's house and they're not coming in mine. We'll meet on the porch.
Right. But I mean, people need to go back to yard sale and it's fun. You're out for the day and you're doing other things too. You're missing out with this Marketplace.
Well, and with Marketplace, you're buying a specific item. You lose the fun of just kind of poking through and seeing what else is there and getting something that you never knew existed.
And what I love the most is estate sales. My sister's the one that turned me on to that because she does all the driving out of state, out of the city. I won't go that far. So when she invites me, I get a big charge out of that. I run right into the kitchen and she goes straight for different antiques and stuff. We're all different, you know?
Yeah.
But I like antique kitchenware. Mixers and bowls and things like that. And I
keep an eye out for that stuff for you. If I see any, I'll let you know. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And yeah, that's one thing, man. If you collect something and I know that you do and I see it, I'm going to let you know that it's out there. And I've got people that do that for me. People that Dave's out there, he sends me all, he knows I'm looking for a predicted TV. The problem is I just don't want to pay a lot of money for a predicted TV. But you know, those TVs that, it's like the monitor, it almost looks like a computer monitor. It's like the flat, almost a flat screen, but it's on a couple of swivels. And then the base is underneath it. They were made in the late 50s and early 60s. I want to get one of those. But I also, you know, I know where there's plenty of them for $200, but I'm looking for one that's like $20. Doesn't matter if it works or not. But, and of course, old bicycles. I love old 50s bicycles. And I'm constantly looking for those. Doesn't really matter the shape because I'll try to fix them up. But, you know, I'm always looking for things. And I know other people are looking for things, so I try to keep an eye out for them. And I'll let them know, hey, come on down to this place. They've got this. Or is this one of the things you were looking for? The yard sale experience was just different because you got a chance to talk to the person and get the story behind the item. You know, sometimes you didn't want that. Sometimes you just want to buy it and leave and not have to listen to the person and tell the story. But, you know, it was a more personal experience. And also with a yard sale, there was always the sense of you were just buying something that somebody was getting rid of in their house. Like most people had a yard sale because they needed to clean stuff out or they were moving and downsizing, or maybe it was, you know, their child moved out of the house and they said, I don't want all that stuff. So you always had the chance to kind of haggle people down and, you know, because you know that at the end of the day, they didn't want to pack up that yard sale and bring it back in the house. They didn't want to have to go and take it somewhere to throw it away, especially if you go to a yard sale at the end of the day, at the end of the weekend, and you say, well, what are you going to do with all this stuff? You know, you're haggling with me over a couple of bucks. What are you going to do with it? Because there's been times that I tried to haggle people on something, and they said, nah, I'm pretty firm on the price. And I said, all right, well, I don't want to pay that much, and I would leave. And then you come back a couple hours later, and it's out in the free pile in front of the house. So, you know, there was a lot more nuance to it. Marketplace, for the most part, it's like people are finding something that they know is worth money and they're trying to get that money for it, which is fine if you're looking because you find a lot of great things that you can save money on. But, you know, I don't know. When I open Marketplace, I don't just scan through and try to find items and say, okay, I think I'll buy that. Like as if it was a virtual yard sale. So there's some of that charm is lost. It's a lot easier to find what you're looking for. But at the same time, there's something about following the signs to a yard sale, arriving, opening the door, and all the possibilities of who knows what could be there. Coming around the corner and seeing it for the first time and looking around like, oh my God, there's some bicycles. Oh, gee, what? There's this, oh, a recliner? Oh, like, that's the fun of it. The discovery, the thrill of the hunt. 508-996-0500. Sorry about that. I just went to go take the call. I saw Skitty was on hold. I just went to go take the call, and when I turned, she was gone. I just wanted to finish my rambling. But 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I always will put out this question whenever we talk about yard sales. I'd love to know your best yard sale find. The best thing you ever got at a yard sale. And I guess it could be Marketplace too, Facebook Marketplace. I guess it could be Craigslist too. I was talking with somebody recently about the idea that keeps popping up every now and then. People bring up the idea of wanting to do a radio swap meet where people bring down the stuff that they want to trade. And like literally we would just set up shop outside the studio. You would come down with these items, you'd walk up to me, we'd talk about them, and then we'd see who wants to trade with you and what they'd want to trade. I don't know how well it'll play on radio, but it sounds like fun to me. And maybe we'll try it one day. If it's something you'd be interested in taking part in, if you have items that you'd want to bring down for something like that, shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com, or an app chat message and let me know. One of the things that I love is I love these like swap shops. So the Wareham Recycling Center on Wednesdays and Saturdays opens up their book shed and their swap shops, where they basically just have items that you can go and take. You just show up and you can, you know, they request a little donation to help keep things going, but you don't have to for some of the items. They're just happy that you take them and get rid of them. Then for the books, they do want you to, you know, pay a little bit. I think it was like a $2 for a hardcover and a $1 for a paperback or something like that. You can give more if you want to. But we wrote a story about it a couple months ago. Marion has one, which I thought had closed down, but then I saw recently it looks like it was back open again, but you have to have a sticker to be able to go to that. And I'm not a fan of that because that means I can't go. I don't live in Marion. But you need a dump sticker to go to it. Ah, man. Because I used to go to it when I had a dump sticker over there, and they had some pretty good stuff in there from time to time. I put a lot of stuff in there. A lot of old baby toys, kids' toys when my son was growing up. But yeah, New Bedford might not rank high, lawn love, for yard sales, but the South Coast overall has it going on. Because I got some really good stuff over the years. And we had our own yard sale a couple times. Made some good money, but for the most part, I'm more of a shopper than a seller. I've got a bunch of clothes I'm going to be putting up on Marketplace soon when I can just find the time. But I'm more of a buyer. I'm more of somebody who wants to go and acquire items, which is, you know, why I have a full storage shed. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here coming up in just a moment. When we come back, we can talk more with you. But as I mentioned earlier, today is Fun 107's big broadcast from the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. It's happening this afternoon with Michael, Maddie, and Gazelle. And Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram on State Road in Dartmouth is a proud sponsor of the Fun 107 live broadcast from the Feast. Because Colonial really cares about their customers and the community, and they want to wish everybody a fun-filled Feast event this weekend. Again, 4 days and four stages of live music every night. And on Saturday, Family Fun Day, the parade on Sunday, all of that going on along with all the great food and drink that they have down there. And that's why Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is happy to be part of the Fun 107 festivities at the 108th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, and you can be as well. By the way, Michael Rock is the boss here. So if you really like WBSM, you really like what we do, and you're at the feast and you see him, you can tell him, say, hey, those guys are doing a great job at WBSM. Colonial Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram has hundreds of new and used inventory. They offer fast trade and value, no hassle financing, and competitive specials. So if you are looking for a vehicle, or if you're just kind of thinking about a vehicle, stop in at 42 State Road in Dartmouth and see some of the great deals that they have at Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. I got to take a break here, though. We'll be back in just a few moments. And I've got those feelings again. One of my favorite songs. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And see, now we've done it. Now we've uncorked me talking about yard sales and Marketplace and Craigslist. And I wonder, is Craigslist even really a thing anymore? Every once in a while, I go on there and I scan to see if there's any, you know, weird free items to write about. But I don't think I've thought of using Craigslist to buy or sell anything in forever. Because Marketplace is just so much easier. You can see the items a lot easier. You can have better communication with the person, and you know it's a real person, at least as much as you can check. I bought a lot of things on Marketplace, and just recently bought a bicycle a few weeks ago. You know, easy transaction. Showed up at the person's house. Now, I went during the day. Showed up at the person's house. They had it in the garage. They had the garage door open. The bike was outside. Guy said, "You're the one here for the bike?" I said, "Yep." Gave him the $30 or whatever it was. And then he sat on his porch and watched as I loaded it into my car because stupid me didn't have enough room in the car for the bicycle. It was just a little bit too big, but I made it work. I got it home. That's part of the reason why I'm a little bit nervous about going out and getting any, you know, old 50s bicycles. They were bigger. But I love them. They're so cool. And I want to have every one that I see, but I don't have the room for them all. No, but besides, how many bikes am I going to ride at one time, right? So, but the advantage of, you know, marketplace sales over yard sales is you can find the specific item that you're looking for, and you can kind of narrow down where it is that you need to go. Yard sales, I had a tendency to plot it all out and then just get lost. Just keep going, you know? And then what you thought was an hour trip is the whole day. But we can talk some more about that coming up. Right now, though, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
American prisoners have been freed from Russian prison. A storm named Debbie could have the makings of a hurricane. And a national honor for Johnny Cash.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A plane with freed American prisoners from Russia has touched down on U.S. soil. President Biden, along with Vice President Harris, greeted them as they arrived after a historic multinational prison exchange.
This is about the essence of who we are as a country. It really is about personal relationships, about families, about being able to have access to your own, the people you love and you adore.
The plane arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland late Thursday night. Paul Whelan, who has family in Massachusetts, among the 16 people released from Russian detention after the negotiated prisoner swap. Biden calling the swap a feat of diplomacy. Harris says the U.S. will never stop fighting to release American prisoners around the globe. She said there are still other Americans being unjustly held. Harris said the Americans freed on Thursday were convicted during sham trials in Russia. President Biden is reportedly considering U.S. defenses for Israel in case of an attack by Iran. CNN says Biden spoke on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said the U.S. would support Israel's defense against threats with new, quote, defensive military deployments. Iran says it will attack Israel in response to the recent assassination of a Hamas leader in Tehran. As scorching heat blankets much of the U.S., the National Hurricane Center is keeping an eye on a storm system in the Atlantic that could develop into Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters say the system is producing thunderstorms over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and could threaten the U.S. mainland as early as this weekend. AccuWeather says the storm is headed for the eastern Gulf Coast and is warning coastal residents from Florida to Louisiana to be ready. Researchers in Japan say they may have found a link between symptoms of autism spectrum disorder and umbilical cord blood. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
According to a news release from the University of Fukui, the levels of a certain fatty acid in the umbilical cord blood during pregnancy appear to have an impact on developing ASD. This finding could pave the way to better understand how autism develops in children or in developing tests that predict the likelihood that a child will have it. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
And Johnny Cash will be honored with a statue inside the U.S. Capitol next month. A statue of the country music legend will be added to the National Statuary Hall collection on September 24th. The 8-foot-tall statue of Cash will replace the current statue of James P. Clark, a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the U.S. woman once again lapped the competition in the Paris Olympics pool Thursday. Kate Douglas took home her first career individual Olympic gold medal after finishing atop the podium in the 200-meter breaststroke. She says the feeling is surreal.
I didn't even know if it was a possibility for me, and it's just so exciting.
Meanwhile, Kitty Ledecky became the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history after capturing her 13th medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. The state secured silver in the event. Elsewhere, Regan Smith swiped silver in the 200-meter butterfly. Several more swimming medals up for grabs today. And the Red Sox are set to begin a six-game road trip. Boston visiting the Texas Rangers tonight. Game starts at 8:05.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Friday, everybody. Another hot and humid day out there. Brace yourselves, stay hydrated. And if you don't need to head outdoors, preferably remain in an air-conditioned environment. Mostly clear skies this morning, mid-70s, quite humid as well as this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s with partial sunshine. Conditions deteriorate overnight into the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. And of course, Friday never hesitates, right? It is Friday. It is the end of the week for a lot of us, or the end of the work week. And it's probably just the time some of you are waking up. If you went to the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament last night, stayed for the headliner, Badfish. And if you are want to call in and let us know how it was, 508-996-0500. We were talking previously about yard sales. And, you know, flea markets should be included in this discussion, too, because flea markets are another thing where you can walk in and you never know what you're going to find. I haven't been to, I still call it Country Place, but I guess it's the Raynham Flea now. I haven't been there in a long time. And there are so many weekends that I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll go there this weekend. And I just end up not going. The Wareham one, I've gone to that one a couple times, the indoor one. They have one now in Kilburn Mill. I don't know if they still do the Sunshine Plaza one. I don't think they have that anymore, right? That's all done because there's stores in there now. I think there's another one. I think the mill building that's over by my place. I think. Right. Is that it? Well, anyway, but flea markets are another. I mean, I grew up in flea markets. My dad sold stuff in flea markets on the weekends. And so we had tables there. I would always be there. I'd work there with my dad, earn a little bit of money, and be able to walk around and spend it. I probably had more switchblade combs than any child ever should have had. More joy buzzers than any kid ever should have had. And I'd buy my comic books. I would buy regular books, paperbacks. Oh, I mean, everything. Everything. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up as well. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I'm sorry, I had to hang up. I had a phone call coming in. And
no problem at all.
And then I knew the 7:30 news was coming. I said, oh, I'll just wait. Yes. First, I just want to talk about the rattlesnakes and blue hills.
Mm-hmm.
I got a story. So in fourth grade, we... it was just my class, so it wasn't a real field trip. It was just something she wanted to do with us. And so she was my reading teacher. And so I don't know what Blue Hills had to do with reading, but she was, like, very adamant we go to Blue Hills. So we're there, and we're walking through the hills for a while, and all of a sudden it's getting dark. We're lost. we couldn't find our way back. Some of the kids were starting to cry, and me being a tomboy, and I really was back then. I was like a big tomboy, older brothers being raised with the only girl, of course, right? So, and I love salamanders. So we were walking, and I saw this log, two logs, and I said, "Oh, I gotta lift this up. I don't know. Maybe I'll find the salamander, and maybe I'll bring it home with me." Right? That's my mentality. So I lift the log up. There's nothing there. So here we are, walking, and I don't know. In a child's mind, you know, maybe it was only 15 minutes or whatever, but we were back at the same log, and I knew it because I remembered lifting those logs up looking for the salamanders. So I told her, "We're lost. We're going in circles." And then she believed me. And then I said, "Why don't we just try walking straight down instead of always going towards the right?" So we started walking straight down. At this point, the bus driver had already called for help because it was getting dusk. And as we're walking down, there's these flashlights. And there we are. I mean, we were that close the whole time. But I don't know if they had rattlesnakes back then. So that's a scary thought.
And no, then they had them. They've just been endangered for a long time.
Well, and then at 17-ish, well, 18, I should say, we went up the Blue Hills, me and my boyfriend, and there's a place where you can swim. But we were way across the other side on top of a hill. And needless to say, wow, I'm surprised we didn't get bit, honestly. I know they put a lot of them in Deer Island out from New York. A whole bunch. And I knew they put some here in Massachusetts because of the dwindling. But, oh, my stars. Two? Now, see, I'll never go to Blue Hills ever again. Not that I've been there since I was 18. I'm not going back.
Oh,
no.
You're safe to go. You won't encounter any. That's so rare that you even see one.
In the woods. You said there was one in Braintree at the what was it?
No, it's still part of the Blue Hills. So it came down from the Blue Hills, but it was in the parking lot of the F1 racing at the top. You know where the old drive-in is, where they now have a park and fly for Logan? When you go down nine? I don't know what that road is, but when you go by,
I sort of remember.
Yeah, it's up on a hill. It's that's all part of the Blue Hills. So they're all in the same area pretty much.
And now to talk about Marketplace or what have you, I just learned about Marketplace because my friend, she was trying to tell me with my brother moving him, I gave him his keys back. He's like doing everything backwards. Anyway, long story. But I know eventually I will have to help him with the big items to get rid of. And she was telling me about Marketplace. I said, wow. I said, yeah, nobody uses eBay anymore because they stopped monitoring it and they want you to pay taxes. So I don't know how long Marketplace will be the place to go, but that's a fun thing. And it is dangerous. Don't ever go to somebody's house, ever.
I mean, there's way. I mean, you can be careful about it, but try and, because obviously, like if you're buying somebody's couch, you know, they're not bringing the couch down to the police station for you to pick up.
No, of course not. Big items like that, yeah. No, I wouldn't even buy that used because you never know if somebody's got bed bugs. No way. I'll take lamps and stuff. But, okay, so my biggest find, I'm like you, the hunt. I love yard sales. I don't want to go and buy anything. I just like looking for that one thing. And I have a thing for books, old books. And I've got an old book. The cover's, it's intact, but it's framed. It's cloth. I've got a book of maps when the United States was still done in territories.
Wow.
And I haven't had it appraised or anything. Now I'm starting to go, you know, thinking about my longevity in life and not having children and stuff. I want to either give my certain things to people who are really going to appreciate it and make sure when it's time to sell it that they know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
And then other things
I will try to get it praised, but I'm so afraid I'm going to get ripped off. So, but it's something I'm going to have to learn to do, get more than one appraisal of things. But I have quite a few unique items of stuff.
Well,
really do. I love it. It's just so exciting to do that.
I'm glad that you've had some good finds. You have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. I hope I see you. Are you going to go see the Marvel movie?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll have a chance to go to the movies. I got too much stuff to do. I got a couple movies on my list to go out and see, but I don't know if I'll get to the theater anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go and see. I think it's called The Foursome with Four Old Ladies in the Marvel. I'm going to try to put it in this weekend. But anyways, you have a great weekend.
Tim. You as well. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I did get my oldest book that I have now. I did have an 1860s Bible at one point, but we sold that. I think the only old book that the oldest book that I have now is an 1880s or 1890s book of fairy tales, which is a beautiful book. It's kind of falling apart a little bit, but it's still such a beautiful book. And I had so many old books that just, you know, none of them were really worth anything, but I just couldn't see them get thrown away or anything because they're 120 years old, you know, 140 years old. 508-996-0500. Let me squeeze in another one before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love yard sales as well. Like you said, it's the thrill of the hunt. I just absolutely love them. I think that's so cool that Sketty has an old book on maps. I love maps. I have an old book from the 1800s that's I got at a museum in Weston at the postal office. It's actually a museum there. For $30, I paid money for it, but it's all about the history of the beginnings of the post office. It's really cool. I love it. Another thing I wanted to say is the church bazaars. You can get some fantastic deals from them mm-hmm. when people have their fairs at the churches. My girlfriend, she's born in August, and she got a ring that was pure gold with a peridot in it, because peridot is the stone for August. And she paid only 50 cents for it back years ago. And I got a set of dishes, a complete 30-piece set of Corel dishes for $5.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
Oh, no, and it was perfect because it was plain. It was simplistic. I like simplistic. It's white with the shell edging on it, you know, like the ripple edging, you know, the shell kind of look on it. It goes with everything. And Corel I love is because it's so stackable. It's very thin, so it's very, it doesn't clutter up your place. You know, you can, it's good for storage and everything. Like, you don't have to worry about all these heavy plates and all. So it's really great. I've been using Corel for years, but that was my best find for that.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good eye for the good stuff.
Well, I do. I like stuff too. And I'm with Sketty. I love books. In general, I love books. I have like 8 bookcases full of books, which I'm trying to get through them all to read. But a lot of them are, like you said, paranormal stuff and things of that nature. A lot of it is that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you never know when you open the door and you walk up to something, you never know what's going to be there. So, all right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great weekend.
Oh, you as well. Thanks.
Take care. And I don't like to give away all my secrets of where I find deals and everything, but I think most people know, you know, savers can be a real struggle sometimes. Like, it's hit or miss. I've gone in there and I've seen stuff that is, you know, like a shirt, you know, one of the Walmart brand shirts, George or Puritan, something that they sell at Walmart. And they want 10 bucks for a shirt that's 10 bucks at Walmart. And you're like, wait, no, what, huh? Who prices this stuff? But every once in a while, you find a real gem. And recently, between Marcus Farrow's wedding and the wrestling event that I did in Gettysburg last week, I had occasion to wear this suit a couple of times. And I've gotten a lot of compliments on that suit. And people who have said, it's with this weight loss you've gone through, it's nice that you went out and you bought yourself a real fitted suit. And I have to tell everybody, I got to tell you the truth. I didn't go out and buy it. It's a Joseph Aboud suit, but I didn't go out and buy it. Specifically for me, I bought it at Savers for 17 bucks. And it just so happened that it's a perfect fit. And I have very short legs, so it's hard for me to find the inseam that works. I need like a 28 inseam most of the time. And I bought this off the shelf at Savers. Didn't have it altered or anything. Perfect fit. So I'm going to get a lot of use out of that $17 suit. That's for sure. You might just see me walking around in it. Just don't ask. Like, oh, where are you going? No, just getting the most out of my $17 suit. All right, I got to take a break. We will be right back.
I was standing. You were there.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I want to talk to you for a moment about PrimaCare, because at PrimaCare, they're out to make your healthcare all about you. They're your partner in your healthcare, offering the full spectrum from primary care to specialty care. It's care that's as sophisticated as you need and as personalized as you deserve without going anywhere else. Keeping you healthy is their continuing mission, but they're also by your side for chronic conditions and those unexpected illnesses. You can always trust them to provide excellent local care from their staff of 160 medical professionals. They've been by your side for more than 25 years. Make it a point to trust your future care to them by visiting prima-care.com. It's not complicated to get the best healthcare in town, not with PrimaCare. So I know a lot of folks are looking to make a change in their healthcare, so consider PrimaCare. We're talking about yard sales, flea markets, things like that. And I got an app chat message from Nick who says, we've talked about sandwich before. What do you think about the bazaar? And can you talk about your paranormal investigation at the Wing School? I hope they do something nice with that land. So I'll tell you really quickly. No, I've never been to the Sandwich Bazaar. I've always wanted to go. Usually I'm not up early enough on Sundays. And in the summertime, I'm not heading to the Cape on a Sunday. No way. And then the Wednesdays, I can't get there in time for the Wednesday version. But I'd love to go. I have friends that go every week and say it's great. And then when it came to the Wing School investigation, we had a lot of things that went on during that investigation, but it was a lot of personal things for the people that were there. You know, like they were connecting with some of their loved ones who had passed on, kind of thing. Not so much the spirits of the school, which, you know, there were definitely some things going on. I saw some shadow people in my old classroom. We had other things that were happening, lights that would flicker, doors that would open and close, that kind of stuff. But it's also an old building, so you never really know. And then as for what they're doing with it, they're actually tearing it down and they're building senior housing. So unfortunately, you know, that was the only time we were ever going to get in there to do that event, but it was nice to do it while we could. I do see a caller on hold, but caller, hang on. I've got one more break I've got to take before the end of this hour. Let me take that. And if we've got time, we'll squeeze you in before the end of the hour. Back in 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. If we can stay in the same vein here. You hadn't mentioned thrift shops, and there are many thrift shops opening up now in churches, and there's a wonderful one in Dartmouth, on Dartmouth, in Rogers Street. It's the Senior Center Thrift Shop, and they're open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Amazing bargains there.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
Oh, they have a lot of men's clothes. Unfortunately, the men's things are all in the garage side, but
that's okay. That's all right.
Yeah. The men all laugh about it. They think it's really funny. Come inside and there's an entire wall of books, and there are CDs and DVDs and clothes and knickknacks, bric-a-brac. It's just absolutely wonderful. It's run by volunteers, and the money goes to help seniors.
Well, that sounds like a perfect win for everybody.
It really is. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to 1.
Excellent. All right, well, I'll have to sneak down there someday. If I show up, don't tell anybody back at the station that I was there, because that means I'm supposed to be at work, but I'll sneak out.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought 9 to 1 you might be able
You know what it is? I'll write a story about it, because in that way there, it's quote-unquote work.
Shopping. That would be ideal. That would be ideal. Well, I hope I just volunteer there one day a week, but a wonderful group of people, and amazing what you can find. And there are bargains. Every week the price tag color changes, and it's either half price, or there are times when we have the $1 sale.
Oh.
And people have bought Keurigs for a dollar. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. I have to promote it because I'm so proud of it.
Well, thank you for telling us.
You're welcome. Hope to see you there.
You definitely will. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
And that's something we should probably do, is put together a nice little list of all those thrift shops, because I do go to a lot of different ones. I mean, I love to go to Gifts to Give every Saturday. Not every Saturday, but most Saturdays you'll find me there. In fact, I've probably got to stop buying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.